she said, don't let that sun go down on you. Uh-huh. And we did. We run half of the way from town, running home, to keep the sun from going down on us. We were going to get some.
You know, I was wondering, and I know we were jumping back somewhat, but I was wondering, the place where you put the corn after you had dealt with the you know, by doing the fodder process.
We call it a crib.
You did?
A crib, that's what they call it. That's where they stack the fodder, in a crib.
And what was this place that, what'd you call it when you, where you put the grain and stuff?
The grain. Well, they had a crib to put that in, too. See, they put it in sight, and they stack it, and throw it back in the crib. He had plenty of places to put to throw it stuff.
Well, did he have a place up in the barn?
Yeah, up in the barn. He had a barn, too. You could put things downstairs, then you could put things upstairs.
What did you call the downstairs area? It was just downstairs?
Just down, yeah.
Downstairs, upstairs?
Oh. But see, it was under the shed. They call it a shed, you know, where you drive the wagons and tractors and things, you know, up under the shed. Well, see, well, there's a place upstairs. You could go up there, you know, you chunk the fart and stuff and anything, you know, upstairs.
Storage up things upstairs. Did the cows and things stay out in the field all the time?
And they'd come up, he had a pasture, you know, they stay out in the pasture and eat all day. And then about 5 or 6 o'clock, they come to the house in the lot, had a lot out there, back of the house. Well, that's where the cows would come up. And see, you had a mane of milk.
Where was the cow place when they were milked?
He had a little stall that the cows would go in with them what they was milked. And the ones that wasn't milking, you know, stayed out. But the ones that milked, and they had a stall for them to go in. And when they would go in, well, this man would milk them. And then he'd take the milk to the house, and she would, you know, had somebody to strain it up, you know, wash up, you know, the buckets, the things with the milk, you know, he'd bring the milk to the house in a bucket. Big milk bucket. Sometimes a big old bucket about like that. Strain it. You know, the milk up in a chewing, call it a chewing. And when it turned, then you chewing it
to make the
butter.
Let's talk about your, maybe your chickens and things like that. How were they taken care of?
Well, they were just out in the yard and had a chicken coop, chicken house, you call it. And they would, about night, they wouldn't go to roost until night. They'd go in that chicken house and they had poses, you know, and things, go crawl in the chicken house, but it jump up on there and roost. That's where the chicken and you know, and had boxes and things for nests from the lady eggs in a chicken house.
You call it, did the rooster always wake you up in the morning?
Yeah, crowing.
What, you have a special name for him?
No, we didn't have no special name for the rooster. No. That old rooster wake you up every morning crowing.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have pork very much?
Pork meat?
Yeah.
We had cow more than we had pork.
So he really didn't have any pigs or things like that?
Yeah, he had plenty of pigs. And you know, when he kill, you know, them, you know, when it's time to kill. And then when that go out, you was just off. You had to take your little money and try to buy some.
Oh my goodness.